Okay, so you guys really threw us for a loop this time, sending in a sci-fi thriller.
A sci-fi
It's
thrill.
all blank. And you're asking us to treat it like straight-up science, like a documentary.
Right.
So
Yeah.
we're going to be diving into some deep waters here, folks, talking quantum consciousness and alternate realities. And, do we really have any control over anything, or are we just along for the ride?
Sounds like my kind of deep dive, I gotta say, blank has me intrigued already just hearing you describe it. It's that kind of story that makes you question everything you
Yeah.
think.
And
Yeah.
that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
So at the heart of Blank, we've got this guy, Thomas Chen. Pretty average dude living in New York, working in finance.
Right.
And
Quickly
suddenly,
vain life. Yeah.
nine to
Left.
five.
Exactly. Suddenly he's caught in these death loops.
Death loops.
Yeah.
Like a
Oh.
broken record.
I was gonna say like a broken record. He dies, but then he snaps back to life over and over.
Okay, but these aren't just like near-death experiences, right?
Yeah.
This is the real deal.
Well, each death leaves a mark on him,
Yeah.
a physical mark. Like when he comes back, there are scars, phantom pains,
Real consequences.
real consequences.
Now,
So we're not talking about hallucinations here.
no, this is where Blink really grabs you,
Yeah.
right? It'd be easy to say, oh, it's all in his head. But
Thrice.
these physical marks, these scars, they point to something much deeper,
Yeah.
something way more fundamental going on.
It's like the story saying, look, this is about the nature of reality itself,
Yeah,
not
exactly.
just one guy's crazy trip.
And to try and explain this, the story uses the analogy of Schrödinger's cat. I mean, it's a
It's a
class.
classic for a reason.
Yeah.
It gets at something profound.
So for those who haven't heard of it, imagine a cat in a box,
Okay.
along with this device that has a 50-50 chance of releasing poison.
So until you open the box, the cat is both alive and dead, right? It's in this state of superposition.
Right. And it's only when you observe it, when you open that box, that the cat's fate is decided.
And Blink takes that concept and applies it to Thomas. It's like he's both dead and alive until something forces that situation to resolve one way or the other.
So what is that something? What's the thing that's deciding his fate?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Blink suggests that maybe, just maybe, consciousness itself is the measuring device.
Okay, so we're talking about quantum superposition here, right? The idea that something can exist in multiple states at once
Multiple states.
until it's observed.
Right. And the story is saying, what if our minds, what if our consciousness is what's doing the observing?
What if we're collapsing the wave function reality just by looking at it?
And choosing which possibility becomes real just by focusing our attention on it.
Whoa. Okay, so now we're getting into the many worlds interpretation,
Yeah.
which is
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
this is where things get really wild. The idea that every quantum decision, every choice we make, creates a whole new universe branching off infinitely.
Infinite universes.
Infinite universes.
Each one a slightly different version of the one before.
Right, and Blink doesn't just talk about this. It makes it part of Thomas's experience. His consciousness starts bleeding into these other timelines.
And I love how this story hints at this early on. It's not like, bam, here's a parallel universe.
Right.
It's subtle, like the scene where Thomas reaches for some papers on his desk, and for a split second, he sees multiple versions of his hand
Reaching for the same
reaching
paper.
for the same papers. It's like a glitch in the matrix, a
Wow.
little flicker at the edge of his perception.
Yeah, like the story's saying, hey, wake up, pay attention. Things are about to get a lot weirder.
Which, of course, they do. Blink goes all in on this idea that consciousness is the architect of reality.
Okay, so we're not just perceiving the world around us.
We're actively shaping it
We're shaping it.
with our minds.
Okay, that's huge.
It is. It's like that question, if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound?
Right.
But Blink takes it further. What if there's no forest, no tree, no sound until a conscious mind observes it?
Okay.
Are we more powerful than we realize?
It's like the story is taking that classic philosophical question and turning it into something real, something tangible.
And something terrifying, potentially.
Right, because if our beliefs shape reality well, then what kind of world are we creating?
Collectively.
Collectively, right?
Right.
Are we building something beautiful and sustainable, or are we just making a mess?
And does ignorance really equal bliss? Or are we obligated to become more conscious, more aware of the impact we're having on the world?
That's a heavy question.
It is. It's
Yeah.
one of the core questions that Blink forces us to confront.
And the story doesn't just raise the question. It throws in this line, consciousness itself may be the fundamental force that collapses quantum possibility into experienced reality.
That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
And it's one that resonates with certain interpretations of quantum mechanics.
Right.
The idea that the observer isn't passive, but actively involved in shaping the outcome of events.
So we're not just along for the ride.
We're in the driver's seat.
But it's a pretty big responsibility, right?
Sure, absolutely.
If our beliefs shape reality, then we better start believing in something good.
And start acting accordingly.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one layer. Then blank adds in the Stability Bureau.
Ooh, the Stability Bureau. Now we're talking.
Right. They're this shadowy organization that wants to put the brakes on all this reality bending.
Like the Men in Black.
Exactly. But for quantum weirdness.
Dedicated to keeping reality stable, predictable. Who wants to live in a world where the laws of physics are optional?
Right, where buildings can just morph and change on a whim.
You go to work one day and your office is suddenly upside down.
Right. It'd be chaos.
Total chaos.
But here's the thing. The story frames the Stability Bureau as the antagonists.
Which makes you think,
it does.
Is stability always a good thing?
Right. Or do we need a little chaos, a little evolution, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's unpredictable?
Is change a necessary part of growth?
Okay. And I love how the story uses this visual metaphor for the Stability Bureau's headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
So it's this perfectly ordered, rigid building, right?
Everything in its place.
Everything in its place. Sharp angles, right angles.
All straight lines.
Exactly. But outside reality is becoming more and more fluid.
Less defined.
Yeah, and the contrast is stark.
It's like the building itself is a symbol of their attempt to control reality.
Right, to impose their vision of order onto a world that's becoming increasingly chaotic.
But the change is happening whether they like it or not.
Yeah, it's spreading rapidly.
Yeah.
The story calls it the global awakening.
A global awakening?
Yeah, like a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of a virus, it's an expansion of consciousness.
So it's not just Thomas anymore.
No, it's happening everywhere.
All over the world?
People are waking up to their true quantum nature.
And reality itself is starting to reflect that shift.
Yeah, the story mentions these news reports about buildings transforming in London, Tokyo, Shanghai.
This isn't just localized, it's a global phenomenon.
And it makes you think about real-world shifts in consciousness, right?
Throughout history.
Throughout history, yeah. Times when the accepted reality of the status quo was completely overturned.
Like the Renaissance or the scientific revolution.
Or even the internet. The way we communicate, the way we think about the world has fundamentally changed.
And Blink is suggesting that we might be on the verge of another such shift.
But this time, it's not just about technology or ideas. It's about our understanding of reality itself.
Our understanding of who we are and what we're capable of.
Okay, so we've got this global awakening happening. People are starting to bend reality left and right.
And then we've got the Council of 12.
The Council of 12.
These enigmatic figures who seem to represent the ultimate power over reality.
Yeah, they're called the architects, which is a pretty loaded term, right?
They're not just maintaining order.
Right.
They're shaping reality.
Designing it.
Designing it according to their own vision.
Okay, so that raises the question, are they doing it for the benefit of humanity?
Or are they just imposing their own will on everyone else?
Right. Are they benevolent guides or are they control freaks?
That's the central conflict in Blink.
Yeah, you've got Thomas representing this force of evolution.
The unpredictable unfolding of reality.
Right. And then you've got the Council of 12 clinging to their rigid vision of order.
A battle between control and chaos.
And it all leads up to the climax. The convergence.
Jesus.
Not an explosion, not a battle, but this massive quantum event where all the diverging timelines, all the fragmented realities start merging back together.
It's like the universe is trying to put itself back together.
But what does that mean for the characters?
What does it mean for reality itself?
Well, that's where we're going to pick up in our next segment. So stay tuned, folks.
Yeah.
We're diving deeper into Blink and the mind-bending possibilities it explores.
Buckle up, because things are about to get really interesting. You know, one thing that really strikes me about Blink is how it doesn't shy away from asking those really tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
About the balance between stability and evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is a little chaos actually the price we got to pay for progress? Or does uncontrolled change just lead to total destruction? Like, where's the line?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a tough one.
It is. And the story doesn't really offer any easy answers.
Right.
It's more like it gives us this glimpse into a world where the line between order and chaos is constantly shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And then it asks us to consider, you know, what would we be willing to sacrifice for a sense of security?
Right.
Or, you know, for the freedom to explore those really uncharted possibilities.
So the philosophical thought experiment?
It is.
But with like a sci-fi twist.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think architects of reality are a perfect example of this.
Oh, yeah. Them.
they represent that extreme end of the control spectrum.
Like, they're not content with just maintaining order.
Right.
They want to enforce their specific vision of reality. Like a reality that's unchanging, predictable.
Sterile.
Almost. Maybe even sterile, yeah.
And it makes you think about real-world parallels.
Oh, totally.
Right. Like, throughout history, we've seen institutions, individuals who are trying to do the same thing,
right,
impose their version of order on society.
Whether it's through, you know, rigid social norms or political ideologies, even religious dogma.
It's like this human need to control things to make them fit into a neat little box.
Yeah, and that often clashes with, you know, just the inherent dynamism of human nature.
Right, the drive to explore, to question, to evolve.
Blink takes that tension,
mm-hmm,
and it just amplifies it to the nth degree.
Yeah.
Showing us, you know, what happens when that desire for control,
uh-huh,
collides with that unstoppable force of change.
Yeah, and nowhere is that clash more evident than in the convergence.
Oh, yeah, the convergence.
This incredible moment where all the fragmented realities, all the diverging timelines start merging back together.
Right.
But it's not portrayed as a victory for chaos.
No.
Or even for the architects.
It's something else entirely.
Right. And the way the story describes it, the quantum readings during the convergence, they're harmonizing.
Not collapsing.
Not collapsing. They're harmonizing.
Right.
It suggests this coming together.
A recognition of our shared existence despite all our apparent differences.
It's like that saying, we are all one, but we experience this oneness through the illusion of separation.
Exactly. Blink gives that idea a quantum twist. It's not just some mystical woo-woo concept.
Yeah.
It's baked into the fabric of reality at the most fundamental level.
So the story seems to be saying that despite all the choices we make,
all the paths we take,
right, all the different versions of ourselves that might exist out there in the multiverse,
uh-huh,
we're all ultimately part of a single interconnected web.
It's a beautiful thought.
It is.
And kind of terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, because it means we're not as separate as we think we are.
Right. Our actions have consequences.
Not just for ourselves, but for everyone and everything.
Yeah. But that interconnectedness doesn't erase individuality.
Right.
It doesn't mean we all have to think or believe the same things.
So we're still unique.
We're still unique. We still have free will.
But we're all part of something bigger. It's like we're all instruments in an orchestra.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Yeah, we can play different melodies, but now we're harmonizing instead of clashing.
Creating something beautiful together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but even after the convergence, not everyone embraces this new reality.
Right, some people just can't let go.
Yeah, they cling to the old ways.
Fearful of the unknown.
Desperately trying to rebuild their sandcastles as the tide comes in.
It's a natural human reaction, I think.
It is, to resist change, especially when it's so fundamental, so world-shattering.
Yeah, and it raises another interesting question. What happens to the architects of reality after the convergence?
I mean, do they just give up, admit defeat?
Well, the story is pretty nuanced in its portrayal of them.
Yeah.
Some of them, yeah, they double down on their attempts to control reality.
They can't adapt.
They can't or they won't adapt.
They're too invested in the old way of doing things.
But others, they start to question their assumptions.
Maybe even see the beauty in this new, more fluid reality.
Right. Like they realize that their rigid control was actually stifling growth and evolution.
Yeah. It's like they've been trying to paint by numbers their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly they're given a blank canvas.
And a whole palette of colors.
Yeah. And they're terrified, but also excited.
Possibilities are endless.
Right. And that brings us to one of the most intriguing aspects of Blink. The idea of death, not as an end.
But as a transition.
A transition.
Right.
So it's turning our conventional understanding of death on its head.
Like Thomas's death loops.
Yeah.
They're not just about him coming back to life.
They're about expanding his awareness.
Right. Experiencing the fluidity of reality.
And ultimately transcending the limitations of a single fixed perspective.
It's like death in the context of Blink is a doorway to a larger, more expansive reality.
Okay, so now we're getting into some really deep philosophical territory.
We are, but it ties back to that idea of consciousness as the fundamental force shaping reality. Like, if consciousness isn't limited by the physical body, by space and time as we understand them,
then what are the true boundaries of our existence?
It's a mind-bending thought.
It is.
And it reminds me of something you said earlier.
What did I say?
You said that Blink isn't just a wild sci-fi story.
Uh-huh.
It's tapping into something real.
Oh, yeah.
Something happening at the edge of our scientific understanding.
So let's talk about those connections. Yeah. What's the real-world evidence that suggests that consciousness might actually play a role in shaping reality?
Well, for centuries, the dominant scientific paradigm has been materialism.
Right.
The idea that matter is the fundamental reality, and consciousness is just a byproduct of the brain.
Okay.
But that view has been challenged by discoveries in quantum physics,
right,
which reveal that the world at its most basic level isn't a collection of solid objects, but a field of possibilities, a realm of pure potential that's constantly in flux.
I remember learning about this in high school physics.
Right.
It was a long time ago, so remind me. How does that relate to our everyday experience of reality?
Well, that's the mind-blowing part.
Okay.
Quantum physics suggests that the act of observation of conscious awareness actually plays a role in collapsing that wave function of possibilities
into the concrete reality that we experience.
Right. So it's not just that we observe reality.
We're actively participating in its creation.
Exactly.
So it's like the classic double slit experiment.
Right.
Where the act of observing a particle changes its behavior.
Yeah. Consciousness isn't just a passive observer.
It's an active participant.
Influencing the very fabric of reality.
Okay. So Blink is taking these cutting edge scientific ideas.
Uh-huh.
And weaving them into a narrative that makes us question everything we thought we knew about the world.
And it's not just about quantum physics. It's
right.
about the power of our own minds to shape our experience of reality.
Yeah, and that's where Blink connects with another fascinating field, consciousness studies.
Oh, yeah. Researchers in this field are exploring the nature of consciousness itself, its relationship to the brain, and its potential impact on the physical world.
Like the idea that our thoughts, our beliefs can actually influence matter.
Exactly. And there's a growing body of research exploring this.
Okay.
From studies on the placebo effect,
okay.
where our beliefs can trigger measurable physiological changes.
Right.
To experiments showing that focused intention can actually influence the outcome of random events.
So we're not just talking about wishful thinking here.
No, this is serious science. An understanding that acknowledges the interconnectedness of all things, the power of consciousness, and the potential for human beings to actually participate in the creation of a more harmonious and fulfilling world.
It's a lot to absorb.
Yes.
And it definitely raises more questions than it answers.
But that's part of what makes Blink so compelling.
Right.
It doesn't offer easy answers or simple solutions.
It invites us to explore the possibilities, to engage in the mystery.
And to ask ourselves some really profound questions about who we are and what we're capable of.
And that's where we'll pick up in our next segment.
We'll delve deeper into the implications of these ideas.
Right.
Exploring how we can apply them to our own lives.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps even contribute to that collective shift in consciousness that Blink so vividly portrays.
Okay, so we're back. And our deep dive into Blink has taken us on quite a journey.
It has.
Death loops, alternate realities, this global awakening that's transforming like the very fabric of existence.
And some pretty mind-bending scientific concepts.
Right. And through it all, Blink keeps coming back to this idea that we might have more power to shape reality than we realize. Like, our consciousness isn't just along for the ride.
Right.
It's an active participant.
It's shaping the universe as it unfolds.
Okay, so let's say for a minute we take all of this seriously. What does it actually mean for us here and now?
Right. Like, how do we go from reading about bending buildings with our minds to actually applying these ideas to our own lives?
Yeah, because I don't think any of us are literally bending buildings yet.
Not yet. But maybe the buildings are a metaphor, you know, a way to visually represent that potential for transformation that exists within each of us. I think Blink is inviting us to consider that the real change happens first within our own consciousness, in the way we perceive the world, the beliefs we hold, the choices we make.
But how do we actually shift our perceptions? Because it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind, right?
It is.
To feel like we're just reacting to circumstances rather than actively shaping our reality.
Well, I think it starts with awareness. Blink really highlights the power of observation.
Okay.
Remember that scene where Thomas sees multiple versions of his hand reaching for the papers?
Yeah.
It's subtle, but it's crucial. It's about paying attention, not just to the external world, but to our own internal landscape.
Okay.
To notice our thoughts, our fears, our limiting beliefs.
So instead of feeling like we're at the mercy of external forces,
we start to recognize the power of our own internal dialogue to shape our experience.
Right. So we're not just victims of circumstance.
We have a choice in how we interpret events, how we respond to them.
Yeah. And as we become more aware of our thoughts and beliefs, we can start to question them.
Right. Like, are they serving us? Are they aligned with the reality we want to create?
It's like we're cleaning the lens of our perception.
That's a great analogy.
Allowing us to see the world with more clarity, and maybe even to glimpse those possibilities that were previously hidden.
Yeah. And as we start to shift our perception, something really fascinating happens.
What's that?
Our external reality starts to reflect that change.
Okay.
It's like the principle of resonance. When we change our internal frequency, the world around us starts to vibrate in harmony.
So our inner world and our outer world start to align.
Exactly.
Okay, but what about those times when life throws us a curveball,
mm-hmm.
when things happen that are completely outside of our control? Does that mean our thoughts and beliefs weren't strong enough?
Not necessarily. I think Blink reminds us that even amidst chaos, even in the face of seemingly random events,
we still have a choice.
We still have a choice.
Okay.
A choice in how we respond, how we interpret the situation, how we allow it to shape us.
So it's not about denying those difficult experiences.
No.
But about recognizing that we always have the power to choose our response.
Right.
To find meaning and even opportunity within those challenges.
And to remember that we're not alone in this process, that interconnectedness that Blink highlights.
Uh-huh.
It suggests that we're all influencing each other, all contributing to the collective reality we experience.
So if we shift our own consciousness, if we choose love over fear, compassion over judgment,
those choices ripple outwards.
Yeah.
Impacting those around us and maybe even the world at large.
It's like a chain reaction, a domino effect, spreading outwards from the center.
And that's what I find so hopeful about Blink.
What's that?
It suggests that even if the world seems to be spiraling into chaos, there's still hope.
There is.
That the power to transform reality lies within each of us.
And maybe even in the choices we make every single day.
Absolutely. And that those small acts of kindness, those small shifts in perception can actually contribute to that transformation.
So maybe Blink isn't just a mind-bending sci-fi story. Maybe it's a call to action.
I think it is.
A reminder that we're not just passive observers.
We're active participants.
In the creation of a reality that's more aligned with our highest potential.
And that reality might be closer than we think.
Right.
The scientific evidence for the interconnectedness of consciousness, for the power of the mind to influence matter.
It's growing every day.
It is. We're on the verge of a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
And stories like Blink help us to envision what that new paradigm might look like.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Blink, I want to leave our listeners with this. Don't underestimate the power of your own consciousness.
Absolutely.
The choices you make, the beliefs you hold, the way you choose to see the world.
It matters.
It matters. They ripple outwards, shaping the reality we all share.
And those ripples can create waves of change.
Yeah.
Transforming not just our own lives, but the world around us.
So choose wisely.
Choose with love.
And choose to believe in the infinite possibilities that lie within you.
And within us all.
Beautifully said.
Okay.
And on that note, dear listener, we'll leave you to ponder the mind-bending possibilities of Blink and the power within you to shape your own reality. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep blinking.